One of the main mistakes that online coaches and gym owners make is that they don't measure their KPIs. You need to have a set of pillar measurements and litmus tests that tell you how you're going week after week. And as long as you hit these kind of targets, you will know that you're definitely on the right path to hitting your goals and your targets for the year. Simple things like, how many new leads did you get? How many of those leads turned into members? How many cancellations did you get? What was the turnover in terms of the percentage of your members that were lost this week and this month and so on? There's a whole bunch of stuff that you need to be able to measure as KPIs week after week, so that you can know what to change in terms of your business strategy going forward. Is it your lead generation that's faltering? Are you not generating enough leads and that's why you're not growing? Or is there enough leads coming in, but your sales system is not so good and you're not converting enough of those leads? Maybe both of those are good, but you don't have a good enough system where you are delivering results, where you are creating a good culture, where for one reason or another, you are driving people away too much. Too many people are leaving or canceling for whatever reason it may be. You can start to have a look at those things. The point is that if you're just taking each week as it comes and sort of leaving it up to chance for there to be new leads, leaving it up to chance for some of those leads, however many that may be, sign up to become members, leaving it up to chance about how many of those members stay and how many leave, and a whole bunch of other things, then also the success of your business this year is going to be left off to chance. If you want to be able to drive it towards the right direction in as efficient a way as possible, then you should be measuring things every single week.